Okay, so I wanted to tell you today that I worked out yesterday, but so I don't have. I had the idea, but I didn't have time really to work out completely the fine points of the presentation. So I apologize in advance. Bear with me a little bit. And the area is the change of the shinuyim in the tefillah for aseres me'tshuva. Most principally, the bracha ha'melech ha'kadosh instead of ha'kel ha'kadosh and ha'melech ha'mishpat. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have Okay. So you have, you need a Rambam, I mean, it'll help, it's not, if you don't have it, you don't have it, but it'll help to have a Rambam, Tfilah, and Gemara Brachos. The Rambam is a Hilchot Tfilah, Perek Beis Halacha Yitzas. And Yitzas. Okay, Kol Hashana Kula. This is the paragraph that talks about changes and additions and subtractions in the tefillah. So, kol shana kula chosin bevracha shlishis hakel hakadosh. Ubirkas achas esrei melech oed tzedakah mishpat. There was a question about the gifts of melech oed tzedakah mishpat, oed tzedakah mishpat. Let's just leave it at melech oed tzedakah mishpat for now, okay? So that's normal. That's the normal Shemana Esrei. Okay. V'aseres hayomim shemei Rosh Hashanah ad matzoi yom ha-kippurim chosein b'shlishis ha-melech ha-kadosh instead of ha-kel ha-kadosh v'achas esrei ha-melech ha-mishpat instead of melech ha-yitzchak ha-mishpat. Okay. Then he says yeish mekomos shenagu v'aseres yom elu. The host is Bivracha Rishona, Zachreinu Lachayim Vichulei, Vishni Amichamocha Ava Rachaman Vichulei, Umosifin Bibirkas Shmona Esrei, Zchorach Amecho Chosh Kaaslah Vichulei, that's what we commonly refer to as Zachso Lachayim. Then you have Umosifin Bivracha Achrona, Uvisei Vichayim Vichulei. Okay? So apparently it wasn't universal minhag. I mean, the Rambam said that there were places that did it. In the Siddur, he said that it's rov ha'am. Most people added those suffos in the tefillah. But not universal. Okay, then he says, V'chein yish mekomos she'nagu la'osif ba'aseres yomim elu divracha shlishis u'v'chein. To say that there are some places where they have a minhag to add in during aseres me'tshuva in the bracha of Melech HaKadosh, not just to say, but simply Baruch Atah Hashem Melech HaKadosh, but rather you say the whole thing that we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, namely, U'v'chein Pein Pach B'cha Hashem Elokeinu Al Kol Ma'asecha, etc. And then U'v'chein Tzadikim. That's the Rambam's gifts, we'll see. Okay. Well, you say the whole thing, so it's a long bracha there. But Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, minat tosha to l'hosif b'shlishis v'chein v'chein. So, whereas during all 10 days, it's a minat that's in some places, but Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim themselves, so that's a minhag that is spread all throughout Bar Yisrael. Okay? Right. So just a few basic questions. I mean, no kashas over here, just shaylos. I mean, just the simple questions. So the first question is the obvious question. Why do you have to change? What's going on over here? Why do you have to change these two chasimos? Hakel HaKadosh to Amelech HaKadosh and Melech HaKadosh to Mishpat to Amelech HaMishpat. Why do the Asar Yamin? Why does the Aseres Me'tshuva demand these changes? And especially with regard to the bracha of Kedushas Hashem. Because you're not going to tell me that the Kedushas Hashem changes. I mean, that's... And that's I mean, Kedushas Hashem doesn't change. So why is the bracha that expresses the Kedushas Hashem, why does it change during this time? Okay. Not a terrible, I mean, like I said, it's not a kasha, and it's probably, I mean, intuitively very easy to answer, but let's it's not so simple, it's wait and see. Okay. That's the first question. The second question is, what's the minug, the erda uvechains? What's going on over there? Particularly, what's the minug to erd all asers mechuva? Why is that, what's the basis of that minug? Okay. Alright. If you take a look at the Rambam Siddur, where he spells out what the tefillos are, so if you look under this section of Kedusha, he talks about the Kedusha. Okay? So, if you're looking at the, if you're using a Frankel Rambam, it's on page Shin Chav Tes. So he says it says an interesting thing. He says the bottom of the right column, if you're in that Rambam. He says, Ve'echad ha-yachiv ve'echad ha-tzibur ba'aseres yomim shemei Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim Omer b'sof bracha zo Omer v'yikvach Hashem tzvakas b'mishpat v'akel ha-kadosh nikdash b'tzdaka Baruch Atah Hashem ha-melech ha-kadosh. So he says that's what you do, that's the Yachad and Tzibur, that's what you do that's what you do with regard to the bracha. I mean, it's interesting that according to the Rambam, it's not really sufficient to just say HaMelech HaKadosh. The person just said, according to the Rambam, the person just said, he's really not fulfilling, not doing the right thing. He's not fulfilling the requirement. If he's Yotze or not, whether he's Yotze B'diyavet or not, is a different question. But that's not what, when Chazal said, according to the Rambam anyway, when Chazal said that you have to be chosen, so the chasim, according to the Rambam, has to be preceded by a pasuk, by this pasuk, Kalmar. Okay? And I'd like to see if you can understand that.
But is that only in the Kedusha?
What?
Is that only, like, in Kedusha?
No, he says, Ben Yachid Ben Tzibor. It says openly. Echad Yachid Ve'echad Tzibor.
Right.
Okay? So, Omer v'sof bracha zol. So this is really the chasimas of bracha, according to the Rambam. Really, again, it's a separate question. If you leave out the pasuk, are you still yotze according to the Rambam or not? Different question. But the form of the chasima of the bracha is, you say v'sof bracha zol. You say ka'amor v'yikba Hashem tzvachat v'mitzvah v'kel kavosh nitzat bracha, and then the bracha. Yeah. So the question is, I mean, what do you have to say the pasuk for? Just say Baruch Hashem Amelach Kadosh. Why do you need for the pasuk? You don't have need for a pasuk in any other bracha. Funny, I mean, I'm talking about Malchus Zechonos Hashofros over here, where the whole essence of the thing is pasukim. Now the year, it's just it's a sense of mitzvah. I mean, it's not forget about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and themselves for a second. Just on a certain mitzvah, today mincha. Why to the Rambam today mincha? You have to mention the pasuk. Masha'ina came with regard to any other bracha. It's funny. Well, why is that? Why should that be?
Does he bring down Hamalach Hamishpat in his siddur?
Yes, he does. There's no pasuk over there, but I think he does. It says. The Shmona Esrei. Hamishpat in the Siddur. I don't know. Okay, you'll look for it. You'll see if it's there. Okay. All right. Now you have like this. Okay, Okay. Now, I'd like to understand also, what's the Havamin over here? The Yachid and Tzibor. So he says, Echad Yachid Ve'echad Tzibor. What's the Havamina? I mean, factually, what's the Havamina? So just hold that thought for a second, because we'll come back to it. But apparently, there's a Havamina. Echad Yachid Ve'echad Tzibor. Apparently, one of them is more obvious than the other. You know, of course, the Yachid should say it, but even the Tzibor. Or, of course, the Tzibor should say it, but even the Yachid. Factually, it's not clear which one is the starting point and which one is the Chiddush. But hold off on that. We'll come back to that in a minute. But apparently they're not equal. In other words, one of them is a little bit more obvious than the other. One of them is a Chiddush. I'd like to understand. So just factually, what is he talking about? Okay. Then you go back. I'll review the questions after we finish. Then you go back to Ochos Tefillah Perek Yud. Okay, Perek Yud. So there the Rambam talks about the ikuv, like what happens if you don't do something that you should have done. Now, if there was a change or an addition to Shmoneh Esrei, that's really what that is about. I mean, so if you forget something, you change something, so there, it's halacha yud gimel, perek yud halacha yud gimel. So he says, aseres hayomim shemir rosh hashanah v'ad yom ha-tipurim, so if you make a mistake and you say Akel HaKadosh, so you have to go back to the beginning. My assumption is that when he says you go back to the beginning, it means when you started the next bracha. Because if you didn't start the next bracha, you could see you didn't go on to the next bracha yet, you could fix that bracha. I may be wrong, but that's what I think. I mean, the reason for that is that, of course, that ends off the section of Shevach. Asha'enu came, the next thing is Tav Echasim Ve'achasrei already stuck on in India, already stuck on Mishpat. Okay, it's a separate issue. Baruch is stuck on Mishpat. We have one thing in the Tshuva, one thing in the Mishnah Torah. Let's leave that issue aside. So Chazur Chinos HaBracha. So then you go back, let's say you realize, a couple of brachos down the line, you go back to, let's say I didn't say the right thing, so you go back to Chinos HaBracha, you go back to the beginning, the Chosin Ba'a Melech HaMishpat, and his followers are only Chalaseidah, and then you continue on from there, right order. Inwan Nizgah Shehishlu Tfilasah, Tadher Chazel Rosh. Echad Yachid Ve'echad Tzibor. Interesting again. Right? So, this, as we'll see in a minute, there's a whole Machlokas in the Gemara about whether it's Ma'akeh Zetzilah or not. But the Rambam Paskins, as the Gemara does, actually, the Gemara Paskins, that yes, it's Ma'akim the Tefillah. Actually, it's Machlokas Rishonim how to learn the Gemara. The Pashuk Pshat, the simple reading of the Gemara, is that it's Ma'akim the Tefillah, and if you forget, you don't make these two changes, so then you have to go back to the beginning. That's you should know, by the way. I mean, I'm not saying what to do with Maisa, but you should know that there's a preponderance of Rishonim who say that if you, again, I'm not saying here what to do. Just telling you in theory. The preponderance of Rishonim that say that if you don't say Amelech HaMishpat, and instead you say Amelech HaMitzvah HaMishpat, still you have to go back. Interesting thing. So why should that be? And why is it Makeh Dishman Esrei altogether? Okay. And now let's address the Yachid and Tzibor just factually. Because if you take a look at Halacha Bay and Yud Bay's, I'm sorry, the previous Halacha over there, that the Rambam posits a rule. So any place that we say that a Yachid has to go back if he made a mistake, so if the Shatz made that same mistake, he also has to go back, just like the Yachid. Except for one case. Putzmi Shacharit Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shim Shachach Shliach Tzibur Vol Hizke Yal V'Yavol, Asha Ishlim Tfilaso, Ein Machzir Enoso, Bin Neitarach HaTzibur, Tarek Tfilas HaMusof In Lefonov, Shil Mazkir Bol Rosh Chodesh. So any time that if a Yachid makes a mistake, he has to go back, so too does the Shatz, except for this one case. Now, it seems to me from that halacha that you could deduce what the havamina it was with regard to echad yachid echad tzibor. What do you say?
That only the tzibor, not the yachid.
Now, which one's the obvious and which one's the chiddush?
I'm saying the case where you don't have to go back. Where the yachid doesn't, you might think that the... in both cases, you have to go back.
Yeah, yachid always goes
back. I understand when maskana, it's true.
Right.
I'm saying in the halacha...
The shliach tzibor is pasha, the chiddush is the yachid.
That's right. I have to say that, I think. I mean, it's right that the tzibor for sure, the shatz for sure would have to go back, but maybe the yachid doesn't have to go back. Why do I say that? Aaron, why do you say that?
Suppose the other way around. Once we know the yachid has to go back, we know that the shatz has to go back.
Yeah, because if it was the other way around, so if the yachid for sure has to go back, then based on what he posited in the halacha, in the immediately previous halacha, it ain't talk lomar. I mean, of course the shatz has to go back, because that's not the one exception to the rule.
But he wasn't referring to the yachid? Whatever he just says, it's not...
Aaron's question there.
What?
Anybody has a question? You follow? Is it clear?
Well, I'm just saying, isn't it? Well, the Rambam just says tavel or hisker, and just in general, like halacha yod or a ches or something. So, isn't he referring to a yachid?
Is he referring to a yachid? Yeah, he's referring to a yachid.
So, in halacha gimel, isn't he referring to the yachid also?
Well, he's referring to both now, but he can't say that he means that if a yachid. When he's referring to both, he's referring to everybody.
I know, but if you didn't...
In halacha yod, he's also referring to everybody.
I know, but in halacha yod gimel, if he didn't say echad yachad echad tzibor...
So then he's referring to both.
So you think he's referring to both?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so then why does he have to say that?
No, so the point is that echad yachad echad tzibor means that you would think, there's a halacha meaning that you would think that I understand with regard to the shatz, but I would have a halacha meaning that yachid would not have to go back. Because if the reverse then the halacha meaning would be a private disaster to what he said right before.
Right, no, I'm just saying is it's not just like whenever Ram says something stam, it's not referring to the yachid?
I don't understand what your question is. Just answer what I'm saying. If the Rambam over here means echad yachid ve'echad tzibor, and he means that of course the yachid has to go back, but you should know that even the tzibor has to, the shat has to go back. So then I don't understand. He just told you that beforehand.
Right.
So what does he have to say it now for?
I know.
I can't do it the other way though. Why can't you say that halacha echad yachid echad tzibor is only the framework of the matzgam and the talacha? And it ends up being true that echad yachid echad tzibor.
So what are you saying for?
Yeah, there's an idea here. He's trying to show you an idea in the Halosafa, echad yachid echad tzibor, but how the Havamina would have been the other way. Now, the halacha that's always going to be the same, except by Rosh Chodesh, that's going to be because of Matzgah. I'm not saying you wouldn't have
to I don't think that's wrong. Because then you're saying, in other words, echad yachid echad tzibor, it's just a simply continuation of what he said before. He said it already. You don't have to posit it. It's not a new idea over here.
Why couldn't it be a new idea?
What's a new idea?
Maskana, it turns out that whatever is going to be the case by the other is going to be the case by the Tzibor.
That's from the previous halacha.
Which would normally, that would naturally be the case. But here you have the special reasons by this Osafa to say that wouldn't be the case. Now, come on, Vaughn, it's not the case, and that's why in the previous
halacha. And it's very difficult because he says before. There's only one exception, that's not smooth. I mean, is it impossible that that's the case? It's not impossible. But I don't see it as being a smooth thing.
It's also funny that Ram put halacha yud beis before yud gimel. You know what I mean? Like, you would think you should just put it halacha yud beis at the end of everything.
Right.
If like, halacha yud gimel is like every other halacha. If the Havamin was not like you're saying.
Right.
Then you should just put Yalachi Beis after that's one of the other cases. Why does he put it in the middle?
Exactly. Just say the thing. Just say the rule. That's a good point. Just say Yalachi Gimel without saying Yachad Yachad Vechad Tzibor. Just say the rule that you have to go back. Then after Yalachi Gimel, then write Yalachi Beis. Sorry, everywhere Yachid has to go back, the Tzibur, the Shat has to go back, except for Yahweh Yachal.
Rabbi, are you going to learn Halacha Yadalad the same way?
No, Halacha Yadalad is the reverse.
You don't go back.
Halacha Yadalad is where Alan Issa is, where you said you don't have to go back.
Right.
That's the reverse case.
Right, okay.
That's why Halacha Yadalad is absolutely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see, because in other words, if you miss it, if you forget Alan Issa and Chanukah Purim and I may know what it feels of finance, so Ein Achazim is follow, Echad Yachid Echad Tzibur.
Right.
That's the reverse case. That's why Halacha Yadalad is perfect where it is. You see? You got it, David?
Yes.
Yeah. But over here, if it was anything else, then number one, you have the Taki de Sasri, and then number two, you have what Aaron said, that the order of the halacha should be switched. So it seems to me that the Rambam's halamin over here is that Echad Yachid Echad Tzibur, that you might think that these changes are ma'akev the tefillah. Only with Tzibur, only with the Shatz. But if you go out to the Yachid, you have to do it. But if you don't do it, it's not making the Tzibur.
Right.
Why should that be?
Right.
Why should that be? Okay. Then you have. Okay, so that's the Rambam. Then take a look at the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara Brachos is on Daf Yud Beis on the Beis. On the top, at the top. Okay? The Amar Rabbi Chinana Saba Mishmei Dorav. Okay. So it'll be nice. I just want to point out, I mean, there's a whole slew of Mamarim over here, of members of Rabbi Bar Chinana Saba Mishmei Dorav. It'll be nice. I started to, but it got to be a little bit overwhelming. I mean, to try to see if there's a common denominator, a common thread between them. But I'm not going to focus on that, but I'm just pointing out that there's something I'll be able to look at. Okay, but anyway.
Why would you assume that, Isaac? Isn't the common theme it's the same person?
I know, but it's I don't think every member that he ever said all for our shas is over here. I mean, it's easy to check, but no, you're right. It doesn't have to be that way, but it's nice if you could find it.
Okay.
So that's his statement. Okay, fine. And again, I want you to know, there's a machlokas between the Ran and the Balaam Mor, but I don't understand this whole sugya. But like I said, let's see if we could... just do it like simple push-up shot. So that's what he said. That's what the Rav says. Okay. Is it Makev? Is it not Makev? You can't tell from what he says. Okay. The Rabbi Elazar Omar, that's funny. I don't have an answer to this. I mean, I think I'm a focus between Rav and Rabbi Elazar. I mean, the whole thing, I don't get it. I mean, but okay.
Why not?
Because it's me. Rabbi Elazar Omar,
which
Tfilah Omar Akel HaKadosh.
No, this is Rabbi Elazar Omar, cooks of Rabbi Yochanan.
So Rabbi Elazar said that even if you said Akel HaKadosh during a Sosim Mitzvah, you're still Yotze.
A rabbi?
Why? Shenelar. Vayikva Hashem Tzvokas Vamishpat Akel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzvaka. So Ema Sai Vayikva Hashem Tzvokas Vamishpat. What is this Pasuk referring to? Like Bashem Tzvokas Bamishpat, what is that referring to? Eru Asar Yomim Shemirosh Shana Vag Yom HaKippurim. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exalted in justice. Okay. The Ka'amar Akel HaKadosh. And then the Pasuk then continues, like Bashem Tzvokas Bamishpat, Akel HaKadosh Nidash Pitztaka, so he says, Akel HaKadosh. The Ka'amar Akel HaKadosh. So why are you telling me that you? So don't tell me that if you say Akel HaKadosh, now Yotzei, you see that the very phrase of Akel HaKadosh is referring to the Asar Yemei Tshuva. So of course you could say it and still be Yotzei. Okay. Now the question is, as the Machlokas Rishonim that I alluded to before, is Rabbi Elazar saying Bechatchila you could say Akel HaKadosh? Is he saying that? No, really, you should say Amalek HaKadosh, but if you said Akel HaKadosh, The Eved Yudbiyotze, that's all machlokas. Between the Ran and the Bar Amor. I think it's on that Vav. I'm not mistaken, it's that Vav on the base and the Rif, but it's not the Rif.
No.
Hold on a second.
If the first guy is saying that you're supposed to do this,
it's that Vav on the base and the Rif, yeah.
So,
But they have like this. Again, this is subject to the whole machlokas. What does that mean? Does it mean that is Rav Yosef saying that you could say it's like a chiva, or is he saying that if you said it to the other, you'd still be Yotzei? Okay, whichever one. That's Rav Yosef's opinion. And Rava Omar, the Rava says, Amelech HaKadosh v'Amelech HaMishpat. V'Yiluch HaSokir Rava. So certainly the Rambam learned the sugya, and most Yishonim did. That it means, like the Balamor, that it means that that really even according to the Rambam, you should say Amelech HaKadosh, but if you don't, you still know if you said Akel HaKadosh. But according to Rav, and this is where we pass him, like Rava, that if you don't say Amelech HaKadosh, that you're not Yotze. Okay, that's a sugya.
Or by the rabbi?
Got it?
Yeah. By the way, rabbi?
Yeah.
I think Rabbi Elazar is also, you have an Amora. He's Bar Pluks of Rabbi Yochanan.
Oh, is that Rabbi Elazar?
Yeah. Sorry, I thought it was.
Okay, that works out good. Okay, then.
Same generation also as Rav.
Very good, okay.
Alright. But also, it's funny that the Rav and Rav Yosef...
But the question is like this. The question is... Okay. The Rav Yosef's argument is a powerful argument. I mean, we'll come back to it, but... Powerful argument, you know. Like he says, the very pasuk itself says, "Akel HaKadosh." So why are you telling me that it's makim if you say Akel HaKadosh? And why should that be? But he doesn't answer it. It's like there's no answer. It's just okay, too bad. You know, that's how the pasuk and that's it. I'd like to see if we can explain, you know, Rav's position over here. But if you take anything with the pasuk, pasuk is an amazing shita. Is Vilchasa. Vilchasa Kavasek the Rava. That's the Gemara Paschal Vilchasa. So, says like this. Vilchasa Kavasek the Rava, the Tzorach Lachta Amalek HaKadosh, Amalek HaMishpat. In Rav Amalek Zirin HaKadosh. Okay, that, you see again here that the Tessa says, you know, that if you don't say with these things, so you say Mazirin HaKadosh. Both, and Mashmash is both of them. Right? Yeah. So then he says like this, V'chein zachrenu, u'michamorcho, chsov v'chayim, u'v'sefechayim, v'chzir v'asem v'ramar. Amazing position. I think Tosfos is Das Yochid over here. That according to Tosfos, if you don't say the four Asafos, so you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.
So does he hold it was a minhag or part of the Takana?
I'll get there in a second. Okay, hold on. Why? The Chavasa. The Chen Tosak Rabbeinu Yehuda. Im Suffolk Lo, Im Omar, Im Lo Omar, Marzir Nasa. It's amazing. Even if it's a Suffolk, if you forgot. So you have to go back. So, right? Okay, why? Kedisha Gushama, the time is Parakama. I mean, as far as any rebellion, his Kirtala Mata being live, he doesn't know if he said it or he didn't say it. Kosho Shimyam Mechesta Shalom or Shalom Lamud. So he's not accustomed to it, but for the first 30 days in the Chazakah that he didn't say it. Erish Shalom Amar El Kemosh Lamud. It's like he's accustomed, it's like he's used to. Ad Atta, from the summer months. So therefore, the Chazak of Shalom Amar came Becheska Shinyuski. After the 30 days, so then the Chazak is that he did say it because he became accustomed to that. We're not doing a Chazak of Shalom Amar. We're not doing a Chazak of Shalom Amar. Same thing. But being king, by Sarah Yom, you make Shuba, the Lekka Shloshim Yom, Torah Lapsar. So if a person didn't forget, he doesn't know if he said, Amelach HaKadosh, Amelach HaMishpat, with the Zachrinim, Zachrinim, and Michamacha, and Chsov HaChaim, and Seif HaChaim, so you have to go back. Okay, it's the Rach or the Ram, whoever it is, Kasav, the Eimach, Zinah, Sami Kairos, and Dvorim, low Pasuk to say from the Perish. Maybe Ryan with Varv. But you have someone who's schooling. Okay, fine. But we passed it, of course, that you got to the Sophos, but you don't go back. The Tosus said you have to go back. It's amazing. Question is like this. Tosus is shocking. Why? Because Zachrinim, because the four El Sophos are not mentioned anywhere in the Talmud. At all. And it's likely that it's a Minhag HaGaonim. And you see, the Rambam himself said that not everybody accepted it. Certain communities they didn't say it at all. So how can Tosfos say that you have to go back because of Kol, the Mishnah Mimadbir Shtol Chachamim? I mean, that's the Mishnah Mimadbir Shtol Chachamim. It's like if you change the gears of a bracha instead of saying change the idea of the bracha. So like if a person instead of saying Rofichol, and the person said Rofichol Basar, let's say in Fila, use the Chasima from Asher Yatzar, so it would be no good because Nesharim and Beresh Tel Chachamim. But that's changing the bracha, the bracha. You're changing the ideas of the bracha. But here it's a minhag of Gaonim that the Gemara never mentions. And you can tell me that that's mocking the whole Shemoneh Esrei. It's incredible. I mean, it's really, 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 really incredible. But so we have to say Tosus is psak over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the questions. Again, I'll just repeat them to go over it. So the first question was that why do we change the brachos of Melech Kadosh and Melech Mishpat altogether? And what's that's one. Two was the Rambam said that there are some places that have a minute to say uvechein uvechein for all 10 days. What are services made tshuva? What is that all about? And then you have why according to the Rambam you have to say, even if you do the short version, you have to say the pasuk kakasul, Kamor, like Bashem sort of a mishpat. Why should that be? Why is that part of the chasim? It looks like it's part of the chasim, according to what he's saying. Part of the chasim. Why is it worse? I know, it's funny, right? Pasuk only has a kelakadosh. It's funny. I mean, okay. So then, what's the pasuk doing? That was the third question. Then the question was, what's the havamim if you got the yachad and seabor? Namely, that why would you think that the Tzibur for sure has to make these changes, shots, but if a Yochid doesn't do it, you would say he's still Yotze. Why should that be? Altogether, I mean, the question is why is it Makir the Tefillah? Why is it Makir the Tefillah altogether? Okay? Which is really, I mean, that question really is like, what's the Svar of the Machlokas between in the Gemara, between Rav and Rabbi Elazar? Okay. Then, that's the question, what's the Svar Machlokas? And then, of course, then the Tosfos is Psak over here. Okay. Alright. Everybody, you with me, guys?
Yeah. What about this Tosfos? Is it Mashma that if you change, like, if you leave out any line in any bracha, that you're not Yotzi Yerchiv?
Yeah, that's a good question, right? So what does he mean? It's funny, right?
Yeah, I thought it meant if you make
it's particularly strange because there are different nesaras. They have different minhagim.
Right.
I mean, you have all kinds of different nesaras. So what is he going to say? How do you even measure? What does it mean to leave out a line?
I know. Is it right? Is he holding that either Sfaradim or Yotze or Ashkenazim? It can't possibly be that both are.
I mean, it's funny, right? It's a funny thing. You're right. It's a good question. What is Tosfos talking about over here?
And isn't the line Kol Mishana Be'ena Shtocham Ena L'Toa?
Say it again.
Isn't the I thought the member it could be just the Rambam, but maybe I thought the member of the Gemara was Kol Mishana Be'ena Shtocham in Alatoa.
That's correct. That's Gemara.
But the Tosus seems like he had the gears of in Yotzi
Dechavasa. Well, it's a, if you tell it, and that's enough. He's just learning. He's learning that if you that Tosus is enough to ruin the Tefillah.
Means Mefarish. Mefarish what Torah means.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if you're right, then it's very strange because why? How do you dime it? I mean, the whole thing. It's a funny thing. I mean, Mashiach, I mean, Beda Shatago. I mean, you have different Mabeos. What are you talking about?
Right. It's difficult Tosus.
Very difficult. Very difficult Tosus. Okay. So those are the questions. Now, I want to point out to you that with regard to the basic issue, of the two brachos of Amelach HaKadosh, of the bracha of Amelach HaKadosh itself. With regard to that issue of Amelach HaKadosh, so the Rav had a whole malik over here. Not in the sugya, but in a different area. If you want to take a look at it, so if you have the Naroz Sarav Chelik Vav, I mean, I'll tell you what he said, and then I'll tell you why I disagree with Fiani's idea. I mean, and then let's see if we could go ahead. But the Rav basically said like this. There's a machlokas. You know very well the machlokas in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah on the Aflamet Beis Amud Aleph. That what's the Seder? What's the Seder Brachos on Rosh Hashanah? So Seder Brachos Omer Avos Dvuros Kedusha Hashem V'Kol El Malchios Imayim V'Eino Takeya, and then Kedusha Hayom V'Takeya Zichronos V'Takeya Shofros V'Takeya V'Omer Avoda V'Adol Bikas Kohen and Dibri Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. So Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri says like this, that our Rosh Hashanah itself, so the Seder Brachos is as follows: Avos Gvuros, and then Kedusha Hashem in the bracha of Atah Kadosh. So you say Malchios in that bracha. So it would mean that you say the ten psukim and the whole seder Malchios in the bracha of Hamelach Hakadosh. It's fine. It's a good question. What he would say? I mean, what's the chasimus of bracha? Is it Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech HaKadosh Al Kol HaAretz, something along those lines. I mean, it's, but however you do it, you have Malchios in together with Kedushas Hashem. Then you have Kedushas Hayom, and the Kedushas Hayom is simply the Kadosh Yisrael, the Yom HaZikaron, and you take care over there. And then Zichronos, the regular, and then that was the regular, what we're used to. Okay? That's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. On the Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva says, you may not take care of Malchios, so Rabbi Kiva says, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, so you're not going to be take care of Malchios. So if that's true, if you're not going to be take care of Malchios, one more Mazgir. So the Gemara explains what it means. So why do you need the full Seder Malchios of 10 Sukkot? You just do a reduced version because to show that it's different. But rather Rabbi Kiva says, Omer Avos Gvuros Kedushas Hashem, like what he does, you say the regular Avos Gvuros Kedushas Hashem, the Kolel the regular way, the Kolel Malchios in Kedushas Hayom. That's what we do. Melech HaKol HaAretz, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, V'Tokeya, with the full-blown, you know, 10 psukim, the full-blown Malchios, and Tokeya, Zichronos, V'Tokeya, Shofros, V'Tokeya, etc. Okay. The Rif, I mean, everybody passes like Rebbe Kiva, really. And that's what we do. But the Rav wanted to say like this. The Rav said that when we say Uvechein, And you, if you take a look at Uvechein, so you have a few psukim there that are in there. So the Rav said that that's a remnant of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. That the idea of Melech HaKadosh is really Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri's influence, and it's Malchios together with Kedushas Hashem, and a few psukim, but it's really like sort of a remnant of going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because the Gemara never paskened. I mean, even though the Yad Rishonim did, but it's fine. That's what the Rav says. You take a look at it. Take a look at it. But it seems to me that it's very difficult. I mean, because that, the Rambam, especially according to the Rambam, because the Rambam says that there's a minute to say you v'chein all asas mei tshuva. So that. If the uvechein is a remnant of the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I mean, no one says that there's an idea of malchios for aseres metshuva in the sense of malchios zichros hashofros. You what's that?
Just for myself.
The Eruv says Yom Kippur, so right. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is to me it's very, very difficult. I mean. It's very, very difficult. I don't think, in other words, according to the way the Rav's learning, it's going to wind up being, you're going to have to wind up saying that the Gemara Brachos that we did before with Rav, that Rav somehow insists upon making this change, is saying that because of that's like a remnant from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I mean, it's not much like that from the Gemara. It's a separate idea.
And also, why is that put together with the memory of HaMelech HaMishpat?
I know, that's true, right? So HaMelech HaMishpat altogether has nothing to do with this. You're right. So what can I tell you? I don't understand it. I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, okay. Well, I think that they're two separate things. I mean, obviously, it's related in the sense that the Malchus Hashem, I mean, But it's two separate ideas. One is Malchios, Zichronos HaShofros, you know, the idea of Malchios. The Kedushas Hayom is, you know, tied to the idea of Malchios. That's true. And then Kedushas Hashem is a separate thing. It's a different idea. Different idea. Okay. All right. I don't understand. Right, so, but let's go ahead. Let's proceed assuming that it's really two separate things. So you have to, I think the right understanding, I mean, we have to come back to Rabbi Elazar's question in the Gemara Brachos. Because his question, as I said before, it's a very powerful question. You're going to tell me that the whole thing is, the whole idea of this Hosafa, I'm sorry, the whole idea of the change of the Shemiyah Bracha is because of Ba'a Hashem Tzvakos Ba'mishpat Zakel HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzvakah. And then the pasuk doesn't say anything about HaMelech HaKadosh. It does say Akel HaKadosh. And I'll tell you something even more than that. You should know that every bracha that Ba'asik Tashak Adorah made is based upon a pasuk. And there's a wonderful book. It was written by Rabbi Yehuda ben Yachar, one of the rebellion of the Ramban. And the whole purpose of the book is to show what I just said, show the pasuk behind every bracha. The Abudurim does it also. So you see, the brachas are based upon pasukim. So, and there's a beautiful idea behind that, by the way, which is to say that, like the Rav said, that really a person is also in Shevach Hashem. You're not allowed to be Mishabeach. So, but yeah, we have a Chiyuv to be Mishabeach. So you have a dialectic, you have a conflict. So you're not allowed to be Mishabeach Hashem, and you have to be Mishabeach Hashem. So what's the solution? So the solution is that Chazal based the brachos, the tefillos, on psukim from Kisvei Kodesh, because Kisvei Kodesh is said that on some level of nevuah, it's a ruach hakodesh or nevuah, whatever it is, and which means to say that it was, so to speak, authorized by God. If it's authorized by God, so that's the heter. That's a heter to say it as a shevach. But that's why if you see in this Teresh Atil Zavrach, that's what his book is called, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Yochai and the Abu Sefer Abedim. So they take meticulous care in tracing back what's the pasuk. What's the pasuk behind every bracha? So I looked at both in the Abu Duram. The Abu Duram mentions it explicitly. I think also in the Parashat Tumos, he says it explicitly. And then I looked in a concordance. There is only one pasuk in the entire Tanakh that has the phrase Akel HaKadosh, and that's this pasuk, Vayig Vashem Tzokos the Gomer. So which means to say that when Chazal, when the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were misaking the bracha of Akel HaKadosh, that's the pasuk that they're misaking it, based upon Akel HaKadosh. They're misaking it on that pasuk. So it's strange. I mean, the thing that you have to change, Akel HaKadosh to Amel HaKadosh. Why? Because of the pasuk of Ayid Ba'asher Tzokat Bereshpat, the Gomer. Yeah, but that's the very pasuk that was used to formulate Akel HaKadosh in the first place. It's very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand.
What about Amel HaKadosh?
What?
Is Amel HaKadosh found anywhere in Tanakh?
No. It's not found anywhere.
So you change it to a pasuk that doesn't even have a bracha, doesn't even have a pasuk.
That's not a pasuk. Yeah, so what are you going to say about that? So the Rambam helps us out with that. What's the answer? So the answer is, it does have a pasuk. What's the pasuk?
Same pasuk.
But it doesn't say HaMelchakada. I mean, it's funny, right? You're right. I mean, what's going on over here? Okay? Right. So I think, are you with me?
Yeah.
So I think we have to understand that. So you have to look at the pasuk. So if you have a Tanakh, it'll be helpful. But I'll read it through anyway. I mean, it's in Yeshaya, Perek Hay, pasuk Tet Zayin. That's the pasuk. But you really need to take a look at the parsha. And this is just methodologically. I mean, it's very important. I stress this all the time. I mean, if anybody ever quotes a pasuk, you have to look it up and see what the context is. So the parsha starts with the Perakim pasuk Yud Aleph. It starts with. Okay, so it says like this: Oy mashkimei vaboker shechar yerdofu. So that's woe unto those who get up early in the morning chasing after sheikhar, chasing after, you know, alcohol. Okay? And ma'acharei v'neshef yayin yadlikein. And again, woe unto those who stay up late at night and while they are lit up, you know, where they're inflamed with wine. So it means woe unto those people who pursue a lifestyle of drunkenness, basically. V'hayachinor v'nevel tofechaliro v'yayin mishtayem. So they not only do they drink, but it's a whole party. They have kinor, and they have music there. That's the whole the drinking party, basically, with the musical accompaniment. So woe unto them, right? V'es tol Hashem lo yabitu. And they do not look at they don't look at the work, at the action deeds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masa Yodav Lo Ro. They don't see is God's handiwork of Yahoo. Okay, so woe unto all these people. They basically are pursuing a lie of life taiva, and they don't look at the Maisa Hashem. They have an amazing, beautiful, amazing pasuk. Really, I mean, it's a pasuk I need to, we should include in the book that I'm working on. But about what's happened to Klai Yisrael. The next pasuk is like this: Lachain goa ami mi bli das. Says therefore, Yishai Hanavi says therefore the people are going to be exiled. They are exiled because of ignorance. they went into exile. Kadosh Baruch Hu was goled the people because of mibli das, because of ignorance. That's the galus. The galus is because people they don't contemplate the works of God, but they're ignorant. They remain ignorant. It doesn't say. It's interesting. It doesn't say because of their taifa, really. It says because mibli das, because they're ignorant. So you see, I mean, anybody says like ignorance is bliss. I mean, well, there's no sin in ignorance. I mean, God begs to differ over here. So uchvodo. The honored people of the nation are dying of starvation. The Amono and the multitudes are sichei tzala. They are parched from thirst. Okay? Lachain, yechivra sha'ol nafsha. So the grave has its appetite, the appetite of the grave, is expanded, has been expanded, enlarged. Okay, ufarasia, and the grave opens up its mouth with lichok, without any limit. The yirad hadara, and into the grave will go in the glory, the hidra, the glory, and the amonah, and the multitude of the people, ushaonah, and the hordes of the many people, okay, shavu'olazba, okay, and those people who revel, in it, in the taiva of the physical world. So, okay, they have Vayishach Adam Vayishbal Ish. So man will be humbled and will be lowered and will be watered down. The Enei Gvorim Tishpala. And the eyes of the high ones, it means the arrogant ones, will be brought down low. Then you have that pasuk. Vayidba Hashem Tzvakos Vamishpat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Tzvakos, will become exalted by Zamapakeh. It will become exalted by through judgment. The Akira HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka. And the Holy God will be sanctified. Tzedaka over here means justice. As there's a Radak on the Pasuk that says, it's a good cloud to know in general. The Radak says that even though Tzedaka by itself has a connotation of what we think of charity, but the Radak says whenever it's a rule in Tanakh, whenever you have tzedakah paired together with mishpat, it means tzedek, it means justice. It's like another word for mishpat. Okay, so v'akel hakadosh nikdash
b'tzedakah. What's the mapik hay in Vayigba going on?
God will be uplifted. Doesn't mean God uplifts. It means God will be uplifted.
Well, there's a Ramban the Torah by Noach. I think it says the opposite.
The opposite of what?
Of the Radak. Like it says, like, Manashir Tzavas Banov Lasa Stucka Mishpa Be Avram.
Yeah.
So he said Stucka there means Rachamim.
It could be. I don't know if the Radak would argue. You've got to take a look at the Radak over there. Because it could be that he means that it's Mishpat first and then Stucka.
Okay, it could be.
Okay, but anyway, over here for sure there's no charity going on over here. God's basically killing everybody off. I mean, the wicked.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and that's the shot. Okay, the Ro'u Chavosim, we're all with an ayin now. The Ro'u Chavosim Kedavram. So literally it means that the sheep will graze like they're used to. Okay, but Rashi says, if they go with the Mepharshim on the Pasuk, it means the Tzadikim, the true Tzadikim, will graze like they are accustomed to. In other words, they will survive and they will be fed. Okay? The chorvos mechin gerim lechelu. And the gerim strangers will eat the carcasses. The chorvos mechin gerim lechelu will eat the carcasses of the fat animals. So again, it means, it's a metaphor, it means that the tzaddikim will feed off of the bodies, the corpses of the Rishon, which itself is a metaphor, means that the tzaddikim will be uplifted through the death of the Rishon. Okay. That's the Parsha. Yeah. So I just want to point out, I mean, that the Gemara that says, I mean, that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pshat in the Pasuk is talking about Churban HaBayis. I mean, it's not talking about the 10 days, every year, 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim.
It's not talking about the Yom Kippur.
Why also? I mean, Rabbi Lozen know, what does he mean when he says that it's these 10 days?
Isn't it talking about the end of days?
Well, I mean, it's a good question. He could say the end of days, but because it says, Lachem Gola Ami, he's definitely talking about the before the Churban.
Right, but I thought this is what happens afterwards, meaning eventually the Tzaddikim will have the upper hand.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Ultimately, it's an Achos Hayom. That's true. You're right about that.
But then it means the Yom HaDin.
What?
But then it means like the Yom HaDin of Achos Hayom.
Right. So what is he talking about over here? There's the Asar Yom.
Right.
No, you're right. Okay.
It's
different
Yom HaDin, but...
All right. So I want to say basically like this, with regard to this Pasuk. Because this Pasuk is really the key to everything over here. That it means as follows. You see, there are two ideas in the Pasuk. You have the before the Esnachta, the ratio of the Pasuk and the Sefer of the Pasuk. So, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakas Bamishpat, God will be exalted, uplifted through justice. And that's one idea. And then the second idea is Akel HaKadosh, Nikdash Bitzdaka. So, if the ratio of the Pasuk is talking really about Malchus Hashem, the God being exalted, uplifted, so to speak, Aviyachol, it means that's the idea of Malchus Hashem. And then the second part of the Pasuk, V'akil HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka, is Kedushas Hashem. Okay? So you have, the Pasuk really has two elements, Malchus and Kedusha. And that's really, this same idea is echoed by Yechezkel HaNavi, and which we're all familiar with in a common tefila. Yiskadeo v'yiskadeish shemei rabba. So Yiskadeo, the Pasuk in Yechezkel is Yiskadeo v'yiskadishti. It's also Be'achas Hayom. So the exaltedness is one idea, and the Kedusha is another idea. But interesting is that they both emanate from justice. Right? There's the idea that the Gedula, the Malchus, is from Mishpat, and the Kedusha is from Tzedakah. So it also is the justice, Mishpat. Yeah. So I want to say like this now, that the Pasuk is talking about a time, Be'achas HaYamim, right? You're right, it's Be'achas HaYamim. So when it'll be Goli Lakol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is executing justice in this world. So Vayigba Hashem Tzvachas Bamishpat. So God will be uplifted in the Kaviyachol. I mean, it means that everybody will recognize it. Okay, everybody will recognize it. So then that's the Malchus. But V'akel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdaka. So that idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separated. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates, what does it mean separated? It means that God operates with a system of justice. It's a general statement, that God operates with a system of justice which is not the same way that man operates. But God is separate. So that's That's a general statement. I mean, that the idea of Kedushas Hashem in terms of justice. So it means now like this, that really there's two ideas. There's a general underlying idea about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and justice, which is Kedushas Hashem, and that's always the case. And then you have the idea of Malchus Hashem through vis-a-vis the idea of justice, and that's when there's a Gilui. That's the idea of Achas Hayamim, the Gilui. So it means like this. What's the pshat in the bracha? I mean, we say every day. So it means like this. Kadosh Baruch Hu is kadosh, is separate. The Shimcha kadosh, and the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to that separateness. And it is only a person himself who is a kadosh in this world. You know, the only a kadosh is able to praise God. Because why? Because a person, what's a kadosh? So kadosh means a person who separates himself from taivos ha'olam in an appropriate way, obviously. So not an ascetic. I mean, that's not a kadosh. That's a fool. But unless he's doing it with a fool. But it means a person who recognizes the true idea of what kedusha, separation, what that means. So that's a person who can recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in such a way that a person is able to become involved in kedusha and to recognize kedusha's Hashem in that sense. But that's all year long. That's all the time. So that's why Rashi Chazal Gedolah set off the bracha as Akel HaKadosh. But Malchus is the same idea as well, but a different, it's the same idea, same concept, but from a different perspective. And that is that when the justice is actually executed, and it's goli, Lakol, it's a nigla, Lakol, so then it's not just Kedusha, but it's Malchus as well. You see? And I want to say that we allude to that, I mean, in the Kedusha. When we say Kedusha, so when Kedusha is part of the third bracha, so you see you have a different ending. So this is after we talk about the idea of the angels recognizing the Kedusha Hashem and Baruch Kvod Hashem in Kolo and Yimloch Hashem the Olam and Kayachim Domado Haluka is the, when you have the whole full complement. So then you see we end off with an allusion to this idea because we say what?
Nothing. No.
What?
Agid Gavlecha L'Neitzach Nesachim Kedusha Zchon Akdish So that's really what it means. Kel Melech is parallel to Gadol v'Kadosh. I mean, the order goes, it's Kel is Kadosh and Melech is Gadol. So Kel Melech Gadol v'Kadosh Ata means that when you say Kedusha, so you could have, you could bring to mind both elements. But both Kael and Melech, both Gadol and Kadosh. But in the bracha all year long, in the regular bracha, so it's just Akel HaKadosh. Just Akel HaKadosh, because it's not revealed. Okay? Yeah.
Right, Zeker?
Yeah.
Why, in the Pasuk, Vayigba Hashem Tzavakos Ramishba, Vakakash Nikash Batstaka, so why are you saying that that the first one, that the Malchus is only, how do you see it from the Pasuk, that the Malchus is only when it's Galoi, and the Kedusha is always?
You don't see that from the Pasuk. I'm saying the Pasuk has two elements. The Pasuk has Malchus and Kedusha. That's what you see from the Pasuk.
Okay, but from the, and it's Mashma that that's in the context of the parsha, the Yom HaDin.
That's correct.
Okay.
So what I'm saying now is like this, that Malchus means, that you know, implies anyway, that the subjects recognize the Malchus. I mean, that it's, right, the Lachas HaYonet, that so it means that people recognize it. So that's the you know, the idea of the Malchus. But the idea of Akela Kadosh Nidash B'Tzaka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated HaKadosh with the Kedushas Hashem with regard to justice, so that's something that exists that man is able to perceive all the time. The Raya, you see, that's the Bracha, you know, all year round. That's something that a person who's involved in Kedusha is able to recognize all the time. You don't need the Golden Mother. You don't need Achos HaYamim for people to perceive that. That is subject to really all the time. But it's both ideas, and the Pasuk is telling you these two things. There's the revealed, and then there's the blatant and the latent. You know, you have the that which stands out and that which exists all the time.
I thought we say, like, by Malchus Hashem that it's a different idea of Malchus, that it's like Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol. Like the Malchus Hashem is like...
B'Terem Kol Yitzin Evra. So that's correct. There are different concepts of Malchus, that's true. But over here, that's correct. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defined as the Adon, as Manti Kohan in Tzayim. So that idea means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is not totally whatsoever on any nimtza. That's one idea. That's correct. This is a different idea. This is the idea of that malchus that means a recognition on the part of the subjects. There's different ideas. Malchus is a multi-dimensional thing, like most things are.
I mean, you see that we say like the yeda kol ful ki tofi alto. I mean, there's a lot of things about the achris hayamim there in the v'chins.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's this idea of Malchus. This is the idea of Malchus. The Chazal say, "Ain Melech Below Ham." It's a different idea than the one that Adon Olam. Adon Olam is one idea of Malchus. This idea of Malchus means that the Gedula is recognized by everybody. So that's what this pasuk. That's what the pasuk I think is referring to. See.
Okay.
The thing is like this now. Rabbi Lazar is saying that we can understand at least this much. Rabbi Lazar is saying that v'nid b'ashem tzavet v'mishpat v'akeh ha-kadosh nidash b'tztaka eilu asar yamim shebein rasha v'yam ha-kipurim. What does that mean? I mean, it's not. It's talking about achas ha-yamim. But the answer is that since the character of these days is ha-kadosh baruch hu's yoshev v'mishpat v'yachol, so therefore, there is an element of dueling. There's an element of this idea that Vayigba Hashem Tzvakas Bamishpat. And if that's the case, that everybody recognizes, everybody in Davins recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yoshe Yoshe Bamishpat, so then the idea of Malchus is accessible. It's there. Just like Achus Hayom. Okay? Rav Oz is not saying that that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. He's saying that since the Pshat in the Pasuk is that when there's a Giwri of Mishpat, so that's where there's Malchus, so to over here. Different Giwri. But that's what they have in common.
Okay.
Follow?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, so now let's go slowly. So why are we mishana the chasinas of bracha? So why leave Hamelach Hamishpat out? We'll come to that last. So why are we mishana the chasinas of bracha Hamelach Hakadosh? So the answer is it's not really a shinui. I mean, it's not a change. But what it means is like this: that the bracha in the chasinas of bracha is that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regard to the idea of this pasuk, with regard to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to man. You know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, and the Kedusha stems from Mishpat, but when it's a Gimli, so there is an added dimension of the idea of man's perception of Malchus. So it's not a change, not a fundamental change in the Bracha. Bracha is really the same. The idea of the Bracha is the same. What changes is the external circumstances change, and because the external circumstances change, now there's a Gimli, so we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to us in terms of not just Akela Kadosh, but as well, it's the HaMelech HaKadosh. They're both ideas contained. HaMelech is one idea, HaKadosh is another idea. Follow?
You're saying normally all year round, all you can relate to is Akela Kadosh?
That's right. Because the justice, Mishpat is not going. It's not revealed.
But stuck.
You relate to Vayigbah, you relate to the idea of Malchus when the justice is revealed. So Ben Kessel or Asar, the justice is revealed. Therefore, you can relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu that way, and that's why you say. That's why you say no.
But stuck. But you're saying stuck. You can see all year round.
Saying the Kedusha of the idea that God's Tzur Tar and Paro called Rach of Mishpat, that's an idea that you can relate to all year round because it's a general knowledge of God's attributes, so to speak. But so that can relate to all year round.
And
is only when it's revealed.
But you're saying Akel Kadosh Mikdash Betstaka. So it's stuck over there. Tzaka means the general Midos Akadosh Baruch Hu of Mishpat?
That's right.
And now you have all year round that idea.
That's correct.
How do you see that all year? Why is that so apparent all year round? Like, why is that apparent all year round? That the general.
It's apparent to the Kadosh. That a person who recognizes what Kedusha is and the source of Kedusha understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah, so to speak, of justice is constant. But even if you don't see it actively, but it's there. That's why I said it's latent. So you could say Akela Kadosh, God is separated. I mean, but I want to point out that the whole idea of Kadosh means, in a certain sense, it implies unseen. That God is separate is. You can't use language because it's very, very bad with regard to, you know, referring to ideas in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removed. You see, that's really what you're saying when you say Kadosh. So, the God is a completely different realm. I mean, but that's a latent idea. A person has knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's constant, you know. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, so that's a different plane, that's a different idea.
And you're saying Tztaka refers to Akel Kadosh Nikdash, but Tztaka is referring to the subtle ideas of Mishpat and the Olam.
That's correct.
That a Kadosh or a Kadosh can recognize. And then
then
you say Akel Kadosh, you realize that the source behind the Mishpat of the world, that's Akel Kadosh.
That's correct.
But you're saying the Melech Malchus, that's only when you see Din Es Meforsam and Galoy, then you could say Melech.
That's correct.
So by Sarsi Mechuva, because of the idea of Yoshev Bedin, so then you just, it's Melech HaKadosh.
That's right. What, are you giving the Chazarish here?
I'm trying to understand. I didn't realize you were saying that Tztaka meant, like the Mishpat that's not...
In this Pasuk, I'm not universalizing it. In this Pasuk, that's what it's referring to. I don't mean to say that every time Tanakh used the word Tztaka that it means this. I mean, it'd be nice to go through and see that.
You're saying in this pasuk, it doesn't mean like the tztaka of Achash Hayam, it just means tztaka that's always there.
That's correct.
Yeah, I guess it bothered me a little bit why that's showing Kedusha Hashem.
What does that mean?
Like why is the fact that there's tztaka, like Kedusha Hashem I thought meant God's removed from the physical.
I understand your question. Because Kedusha means separation.
Right.
It means otherness. Right? It's outside of the realm. Man as a physical being pursues areas that are rooted in the physical, and because of that, he has a certain he behaves in a certain way, and he has certain ideas with regard to what's correct and what's not correct. God's justice is a result of, I have to say kaviyachol. God's justice kaviyachol is a result of the idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a different realm kaviyachol. You can hardly use these words, but I'm trying to communicate an idea. I don't know if I'm being successful here. That's what it means, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's standards, so to speak, are not the standards that man has. That God's justice is a shadow of, I'm using obviously a metaphor, a shadow of his otherness, of his separateness.
Right. You're saying they're really telling us that, like, the tzedek, the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes from the fact he's a Kel HaKadosh.
That's correct.
Right, and that's all year round that you can see, a person can see.
It's all year round because it's a general idea. So then that general idea you can see. But it's a different plane altogether when it's revealed. That's marvelous. Then you relate to God in a different, it's not different really, it's in an expanded way. You relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu there with an expanded way of Gedula, Malchus.
It's simply because now everybody can recognize it.
That's right. Revealed. That's the idea of Malchus. I mean, that in the Nusach Ashkenaz, isn't that in Mishtabach? Isn't that you say right before? Kedusha Malchus, right?
Right.
So that's these two ideas.
Okay?
So yeah. That's what I'm saying to answer the first question. That's why the bracha has to be changed during Asara HaTzotzim Mitzvah. The bracha has to be changed because of this concept, because of the idea of the revelation of Mishpat. So that adds in a dimension of Malchus. Okay?
Okay.
And that's why the Rambam insists on quoting the Pasuk. Because without the pasuk, it's very hard to understand what are you talking about. Is Ra'ata Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, U'Kadoshim B'Chol Yom Yalu Chasela, Baruch Ata Hashem HaMeruch HaKadosh. I mean, what does that mean? But you see, when the Rambam hears the pasuk, so then it opens up the whole area. That's why I think the Rambam insisted on the pasuk. That even in the short version, he insisted on the pasuk because that explains what's going on over here. I talk about Shimcha Kadosh, Kadosh B'chol Yom Yalu Chasela, Ka'amur, Vayibach Hashem Tzvakos B'mishpat V'akel HaKadosh Nikdash B'tzdaka. So now I understand what's the idea, what's the relationship between Kedusha and Malchus. And now I understand when I say I'm Melech HaKadosh, it's an expansion of this idea of the latent Kedusha into the realm of the blatant Malchus. So the whole thing becomes very clear. Of course, you have to know what the Pasuk is talking about, but it's not clear just from a superficial translation of the Pasuk. But if you go to it, you look up the Pasuk, and you see the context. I mean, so then the whole bracha becomes very clear. That's why the Rambam insisted on the Pasuk. You have to, at least according to the Rambam, you have to have it, because without that, it's not clear at all. But when you have the Pasuk, so then Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos B'mishpat is HaMelech, V'akel HaKadosh Nidash B'tzdaka is HaKadosh, and the two are really, they emanate from the same idea. The only thing that makes it different is the idea, is the point that we are experiencing now a period of the revelation, so to speak, of God's justice. That's why there's a different bracha. That's why I have to say the pasuk. Beautiful idea. Okay, do you see it?
Yeah.
Very good also. Yeah, go ahead. Because you would think it's an addition for the Hasima to be like the Nam, aren't you? Right, it's the Hasima.
Right.
The Kalmur means, you see, it's more than Hasima, so you're adding it in only for that. But
tie it back to the first Kiddush. That's very good. That's true. The Rambam gives us karma. You hear what Moshe said? It's very good. The Rambam gives us not the Nehemar. It's what? Yeah, that makes sense. I'll show you what. But here is the Ka'amor. Ka'amor means that it's both, it's referring both to the freebious thing and, of course, the chasima, because you're only getting it in because of the chasima. Okay, you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that answers, so we've answered the first question and the third question for those people who are keeping track. Okay. Now, why do you go back? According to Rav, why do you go back? No, why is it ma'akev the tefillah? So the answer is, it's ma'akev the tefillah because since the whole the bracha is to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, to relate to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so if the Kedusha is revealed, if there's a plane over here which is revealed, and goli, and you don't mention it, so that means your knowledge, your praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here is blatantly missing. You see? So if that's the case, so then the Shevach is chaser, so the whole thing is corrupt. And therefore you have to go, that's why you have to go back. You see? That's Rav's position. That's Rav's position.
You mean because it's really...
Rav's position is a little bit more difficult. Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Yeah. Well, what is Rav? See, Rav is good, it's obvious. I mean, but what is Rav Elazar hold? What is Rav Elazar hold? So I think the Rav Elazar saying is like this, that since every time you say Hakel HaKadosh, because Hakel HaKadosh is based upon this very pasuk, so since every time you say Hakel HaKadosh, you're referring to both elements. It's true, not saying it openly, but you're referring to a category that contains both elements. So therefore, he says it's sufficient, and a person could choose. Well, that depends on the machlokes rishonim. He either could say that you have a right to choose even lechatchila. There's one that's the shitas arad that you could. That according to Rav Elazar, you could choose anything you want. You want to say amelach, good. You want to say akel, good. So it means to say because the statement of akel akadosh itself implies both elements. Because it's based upon this pasuk, it's based upon this parsha liar, so it implies both elements. So now the Gavra has a right to say what he's seeing. He has a right to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an open way, you know, the words that he uses based upon either one of these ideas. But he doesn't have to go back. It's not missing because implicit in Hakel HaKadosh is also the idea of HaMelech HaKadosh is implicit there. Again, the Araya, look at what you say, you know, Lador Vador. The idea of Malchus is implicit, even though you're not saying it overtly. So the Machlokas would be like this. According to Rav, so you have to go back because the Shevach has to be overt. It has to be explicitly stated. And in the framework of explicitly stated, you're missing the Malchus. So it's chaser, so you have to go back. But according to Rabbi Elazar, so the Shevach, it has to be referred to. It doesn't have to be overtly stated. It has to be referred to. And it is referred to. So therefore, that's why you have to go back. And then, according to the Ron, he goes one step further, really, and says that the Gavra has the right to choose which one he wants to say in the overt, which area he wants to choose as the overt Shevach. But that, I think, is the basis of the Machlokas.
So how does that work with the Lashon of the Gemara?
What do you mean?
The Amosai. Why is that part of his argument?
No, he's saying that part of the whole, there's one presupposition that he doesn't say. And that is that the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh is based upon that very pasuk. Okay, which is, that's less mandapali. So you have to understand that. So he's saying like this now. He's saying that pasuk, that Akir HaKadosh all year round is based upon, that pasuk itself is referring to the malchus that you're insisting upon over here. So that's referring to the So and yet the pasuk contains two elements, right? And not a yet, but and the pasuk that refers to Aser Shemei Tshuva contains those two elements. So therefore, if you refer to any to the one element of Akira Kadosh, so it's appropriate. That's an appropriate idea, even during this time when the Malchus is revealed. That all fits into the language of the Gemara. Follow.
So he goes, Amasai, Vayigva Hashem Tzvokas Vamishpat. So what was he saying? What's he doing with that question?
Saying that that pasuk that tells you the tefillah of Akel HaKadosh all year round, and that pasuk that you, Rav, want to use to as a source to say that you have to say Amelach HaKadosh during this time period, that pasuk is referring to these 10 days, in a certain sense, right?
Okay.
Because of the Gilui HaMishpat. So and yet the pasuk offers two ideas, not kedusha and malchus. So if I say the kedusha aspect, I am fulfilling the idea of mishpat during this time period. Where's the overt? So the answer is I'm making use of a pasuk which does have, it's not overt. You're right, but where's the malchus? The malchus is implied. Because I'm using the pasuk that refers to this time period that itself mentions kedusha, and that's the form I'm referring to. That I'm referring to that very pasuk. So you're right. I'm not saying it overtly, but I'm bringing it in implicitly, and that's why I'm yelling.
Mean he's saying because of the pasuk, Hakel Kadosh makes reference to malchus.
That's right. I am using a form of the pasuk, and that's the very pasuk that you are saying you have to mention malchus because of that pasuk. So I'm using that pasuk.
Right.
It's not overt, but I'm using the pasuk. It's implied. Not explicit, it's implicit. That's the machlokes. Machlokes says, does the shelach of the if you got the malchus, have to be explicit, or is it enough if it's implicit?
Right. You're saying he's not saying that that Hakel HaKadosh is good for Malchus, like just on its own, Hakel HaKadosh. He's saying because of the Pasuk, Hakel HaKadosh is a reference to Malchus.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's good. That could be where the Rambam realized you have to have the Pasuk there.
That's correct.
It's pretty interesting, though, because it really seems like it really shows you something about the nature of Brachos being based on Pesukim. Because there's two possibilities of how you could say that that's true. One is you could say that in terms of the way you express yourself, you have to borrow an expression from another chal as a bracha, which is like a reformulation of a pasuk. Just these words, we know from the pasuk, happen to be appropriate formulations. If that were true, this wouldn't be a direct reference to the pasuk. It would just be you have to be borrowing the same words as the pasuk. But it seems to miss. You really see that the bracha is like a way of stating the pasuk in a new form, but it still is the pasuk, not just borrowing the same expression as the pasuk.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think I once saw, not in writing, in print, but there was an idea. I wanted to develop it based upon this idea. You hear what Moshe saying? Moshe saying that formulation, it's more than just a chazal borrowed the psukim, the form of the psukim to formulate a bracha, but that the bracha really is, so to speak, introducing the pasuk into the tefillah.
Right.
You know, via reference to it. So when you say, for example, Refaina Hashem Nerafei, it's really introducing the idea of the Pesach and Yom linked to the Shemar Esrei. I mean, correct. It's a correct idea. I think it's correct. All right. Zim, you there?
Yeah. Okay, I was wondering if you could go further in that machlokas. I mean, you don't have to. I'm just I don't have a svara. Just whether it has to be explicit or implicit. Like, what's that a question about?
Okay. I mean, you're right. You could go further. I mean, just offhand, the question is, like, whether, you know, it's going to have to do with what the nature of Shevach is. You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't think about it, but you could say that the question is it halacha in the state of the gavra, so you don't have to actually say it. There'll be enough if it's implied.
Right.
Or is it an amira? You know, does the amira take on significance in and of itself?
Right.
In which case, if that's true, so then the gavra's state is very nice. But you know, without the proper amira, it's seder dvarim lefnei amelach. So then if you don't have the seder dvarim, so then you're missing it.
Right. I mean, implicitly works through the gavra.
The
way the implicit reference works is through the gavra. He knows the pasuk.
Right.
Right here, but you see, if it's the amir itself, you have to explicitly state it in the dibor.
That's right.
Right here.
Okay, everybody else, you guys are there, you following?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Now the issue is like this. Yeah, what about the uvachains? What about the uvachains? So, if you take a look at the uvachains, according to the Rambam, the Rambam's Gimsa. So you have like this on Rosh Hashanah. It's in the Siddur on the Rosh Hashanah. You're looking at the Franco. So it's on page. Page Shin Lamed Gimel. Okay, on the right column of the top. So you say like this, Atah Kadosh, Vishivcha Kadosh, Kadosh Mechol Yom Yalu Chasela. Uvechein, Tein Pachdecha, you see, by the way, Uvechein, so what does it mean, Uvechein? Atah Kadosh, Vishivcha Kadosh, Kadosh Mechol Yom Yalu Chasela, Uvechein Tein Pachdecha, what does that have to do with anything? I mean, the Uvechein is like, ties it to the previous statement. So Uvechein Tein Pachdecha, Hashem Alkein Alkol Maasecha, is referring to the bringing out, so to speak, of that Kedusha, from Kedusha into Malchus. So, and what is that? How does that work? So, so he explicitly Malchus. That's end of the first of Uvechein. So that means that's Malchus. It means the Malchus as a dimension, as an expanded dimension of Kedusha. Okay. And he said, and then actually he says that's what it means. Okay. Then he says like this, another Uvechein. Tein kavod le'amecha. Okay, I'll get to the psukim in a second now. So I just want to say, I want to notice something. If you take a look at these, the formulation of the year, I believe that contained in this formulation are all the brachos of Shmona Esrei from Kabbalah Shofar and on. That is to say, the brachos of that relate to the Tzibor. They're alluded to. You have the Simchol Atzacha. Is the idea of Kibbutz Golios. And if you take a look, you'll see it. You have Smichas Keren, you have the idea of all the way through, but out to Banan Kulim Shemet Tfila. So yeah, you have the idea of the Lamashumadim, you have the Lamashinim, you have the idea of David, you have the idea of Yushalayim, The tzaddikim, you see, it means basically that the whole world, I mean, look, that's what we're davening for every day. The whole world should be set up, l'sakein olam b'malchus shakai. I mean, that's really what it's all about. There's a whole progression as to how that works. I'm not saying that this is formulated based on the Shemoneh Esrei. I'm saying that it's common to it, because the whole, in the Shemoneh Esrei, we're davening for tikkun olam b'malchus shakai, and that's what we're doing over here also. You see? So therefore, what the Rambam says is that there are some places that expand, that even that all the fields of the Aseres Netshuva Mincha today would say v'chein v'chein, because it's not, these brachos are not these brachos are not unique to, they're not to Kedushas Yontif, but rather it has to do with the expression of Malchus Hashem. So it's expanding from Kedusha to Malchus. So going from, you know, from Kedusha to Malchus. So therefore, it depends on the minhag, because of Tircha de Tzibura. On Yontif, there's no Tircha de Tzibura, so they say the minhag pashut. But during the week, so you have the idea of expanding, the expansion of this. Of this idea. And then you take a look and you see the psukim are really very revealing. So you see Kakosov. The chofra alavana uvosha achama. So that's also Pasuk Yeshaya. So if you take a look at the Pasuk, I think it's Perchov Dalet. Just give me a second here. Perchov Dalet, Pasuk Chof Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. So the chof is bayom ha'ol, vaya bayom ha'ol. Yifkor Hashem al tzva amorom b'amorom b'amalche adam al adama. So it's apos ha'yomim. So you have tzva amorom. So the mefarshim say, most of them say that the mefarshim say that it means, you take a look at Rashi and the Radach, and they say that it's referring to the high and mighty nations, b'amalche adam al adama, the smaller nations. So it means embarrassment. It's interesting. I just saw that chelba and chafra both means the same thing. You take a look at the concordance. So I looked it up. I mean, it's chafra here means embarrassment. The moon will be embarrassed and the sun will be ashamed. So what is it talking about? So I think Rashi says it means that the nations that worship the sun and the nations that worship the moon will be embarrassed. Ki malach Hashem tzvakos da'at tzion of Yerushalayim, the negev v'kenach kavod. So it means that the tzaddikim of course will be uplifted. It means that Klal Yisrael will at the time, because they represent the true worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they'll be kvod olam. I mean, it's all the other nations will be embarrassed. So you have ki malach Hashem tzvakos ba'atziyam. So that's the part of the government. That's the pasuk. Okay. V'etzas v'nemar Hashem yimalach le'olam v'ayin. Now what is that v'nemar doing over here? The previous v'nemar I can understand, because the Rambam's going through the whole process of tikkun olam, the malchus shakai, and the last of it is that all the other nations will be subdued and they will be embarrassed about their avodah zarah, and Klal Yisrael will be uplifted. So you can understand that. That's really the ultimate, you know, expression of the malchus. So that I understand that pasuk. But what's the pasuk of the next? V'nem Hashem yimalach le'olam v'ayin. So I want to say like this, that where's the Pasuk Hashem Yimalach Le'olam V'ayin, where's it from?
Shira.
What's the Pasuk right beforehand? V'yero v'sitahim v'bahar nach v'aschom v'chom v'shivtecha v'ata v'chom v'shivtecha v'chom v'shivtecha v'chom v'shivtecha v'chom v'shivtecha, right? So it means the Pasuk right beforehand in the Shira is talking about the establishment of God's presence, Kavyachol, in Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash. To the end of the Sitaim of Ahar Nach Vascha, that's Yerushalayim. V'chol Moshiv Techa, Pa'al Ta'ashem. Again, it's a Mikdash. Mikdash Hashem kamenu yadecha. So, and then the very next pasuk, Hashem yimlochu nolam voetz. Take a look at the Mephoshim there. It's the Rashi on Bar, I think it's Rashi, on the pasuk. So it means that the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is established once you have the establishment of the Shekhinah in Yerushalayim. So the first pasuk of the Yimah was the name of the Chafra al-Vara al-Voshachama, Imolach Hashem Tzvachos Ta'ar Tzion Uvi Yerushalayim, B'negev Zekein of Kavod. And therefore, so it is, the next pasuk, V'nema, Hashem Yimloch V'olam Voed, means, and by the way, it's reiterated in the Ksuvim, Yimloch Hashem V'olam Elkayach Tzion, Dor V'dor Haluka, so it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechin of Yerushalayim, Kav Yachol, is the idea of Malchus Hashem V'olam Voed. So it's a natural continuation from the previous thing, because the previous thing mentioned, you know, emphasizes the idea of Malchus Hashem in Yerushalayim and the uplifting of Bnei Yisrael, and then the ultimate is Yimloch Hashem Li'olam Vo'ed. So Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed. So and then of course the third one you have to go back to, because that's the Chasinus HaBracha. And but it flows through as well. V'ne'emar. Because that's the whole thing that we've been talking about. L'sakin ola in this bracha. L'sakin ola m'malchus shakai. So v'yigba Hashem tzokas b'mishpat v'kel HaKadosh nikdash b'tzdaka. So really, uvechem is really the long version of what this whole bracha means. That's what the Rambam says, that the places that were knowing to have this whole expanded, you know, extended explanation as to what it means. But it's because what's it got to do with now? So the answer is, I mean, it's a really beautiful idea. Now, see, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, I want to say that I just want to infer something over here. The Aseres Yimei Tshuva is really, in a certain sense, it should be a time of joy. In a certain sense. Why? I mean, it's of course a time of trepidation. And you know, the mishpat and an opportunity to do tshuva. But it also really should be a time of joy. Why? Because we have now, during these 10 days, a synopsis. It's like an epitome of the Gilgish Hina of the Achras Hayomim. And when we experience the mishpat now during the Achras Hayomim, so our mind should really focus on the Achras Hayomim, and that's really a cause for joy. It's a cause for happiness. So, but anyway, that's why the bracha, that's the nexus between the two ideas. That the uvechein, and we're all talking, of course, about Achras Hayomim. What's it going to do now? So the answer is because it's common. Well, the nexus, the meeting point, is in this pasuk. Vayid b'Hashem tzokas b'mishpat v'akel HaKadosh nikdash b'tzdaka. You see. But I want to say now that's based upon all of that, that's the Havamina with regard to the Tzibor, with regard to the Yachid and Tzibor, which means to say like this, that you might think that since this whole idea is based upon Gilui Shechina, in terms of Gilui Mishpat, and that's a cosmic phenomenon, that's a whole world phenomenon. So therefore, for sure, it would be Ma'akev the Tzibor. But the Yachid, the justice, the Hashem Tzvachet B'Mishpat V'Akel HaKadosh Nidash B'Tzdaka is really not on a Yachid per se. It's Kura Olam Kuro. It's not a Yachid qua Yachid. It's not a Yachid as an individual. But it's all Yachidim, it's Kobal Olam. It's the whole world. So therefore, you might think that if the Yachid leaves it out, so he's lacking a kiyum, it's true. He's a member of Kolol Kulo, he's a member of the Tzibor, and he certainly would be lacking a kiyum, but it wouldn't be market. What the ikav would be with regard to the subject of Vayibah Hashem Tzadat Bamishpat, which is really expressed through the cosmic phenomenon, that's the Tzibor. So for the Tzibor, I ain't talk Lomar, but it's Echad Yachid Echad Tzibor, because since the Yechidim are the constituents, I mean, it's called by Olam, so therefore the Yachid as well has to, it's Maki for the Yachid as well. You follow?
Yeah, how do you know that it's not, I mean, that it's not like maybe the Havamina would be enough for the Yachid to say it implicitly? Like, maybe it's because for the Yachid you think like Rebbe Elazar Sfar, that implicitly would be good enough. You're not saying that. You're saying the Havamino is that you definitely need explicitly for everybody.
I mean, it's, that's correct.
And you're saying that...
You're going to say the Havamino is that we that for the Yachid it could be implicit, but for the Tzibor it has to be explicit.
Right.
That's good. That's nice. Okay, so but that won't be the logic. I mean, it didn't occur to me. Well, but what won't be the logic...
I guess if you're saying if the implicit svar works through the kiyum, through the gavra, so when you have a yachid, well, you could say that through the tzibur also, no?
I mean, it would have to be that everybody in the tzibur is thinking that way.
Right. Right. Maybe it won't work that way. For the tzibur b'kol ram, it has to be explicit.
The unification has to be an amira.
Right. It works b'kol ram, everybody hears the shliach tzibur.
Right.
But for a yachid, you could work through like the tefillah b'lachash. For the yachid, you could do it even implicitly through his yediyah.
That's a nice idea. That's a nice idea. I like that better than what I said. Yeah, you could say that the halamina would be that according to you're right. That's good. It's right there. Yeshkalach. That according to the halamina, you could say that since the kiyam gavra, according to the halamina, you could say to rely on kiyam gavra. Okay, fine. But the tzibor, it has to be explicit because in order for there to be a kiyum gavra in the tzibor, it would have to be that everybody in the tzibor is thinking that way. But there's no guarantee of that. See, the gavra, you know, is as long as he's making use of that, so then okay. But for the tzibor, it would have to be explicit because that would be the only way to guarantee that that's the kiyum gavra, so to speak, of the tzibor.
Right.
You could say that. I mean, what I said, you could say also, but yours is, I think, is more attractive.
Right.
Okay.
But also, it's just interesting, I didn't even take it up, but there's like a kind of like a steer on the Rambam, but in his Seder Tefillah. Because he says, V'chein nagu miktas levarach oso ba'oso nusach b'chol tefillah tefillah mechamish tefillahs shi'yom ha'kippurim. So it sounds like from the Siddur that there's only some places where no way to say this extended bracha on Yom Kippur. Even though in the Mishnah Torah it seems like he was saying the Minhag Pashut was Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I mean, I don't know.
No, because he says,
yeah,
does Kafka have it the same way?
Do you
have
Kafka? Yeah. That's, we have the one volume where we can check.
You check the Kafka. We have the Kafka.
I got the Kafka close. Okay,
you get one volume, so it's good enough. It's good enough.
Okay.
So one volume.
He said both equally, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the Frankel. I didn't check the, the one volume is the same thing as the Frankel under the Siddur.
Okay.
Let me just. Yeah, just.
In the Mishnah Torah, he says that it's Minhag Pashut is every tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. And give me a second, Zimuka. And over here in the Siddur, he says Minhag Pashut is Rosh Hashanah and mitzvahs on Yom Kippurim. Mitzvahs on the chein nagu mitzvahs.
It's a tough one to resolve.
Yom Kippur.
I know it's a very tough one to resolve. Let me see the muga. He doesn't say anything over here about the search and silver, right?
In the Siddur?
Yeah.
The Siddur doesn't have anything.
Say it again?
Yeah, it's funny. The city doesn't even bring down the mitzvah minhag of Aseres Mitzvah.
Right. I'll tell you what I think. I have an answer. Hold on, let me just find it in the Luga first. Good, Pashut. Shemivarchin Bracha Shlishis Benusach Zeh. Shnei Yom Shalosh Hashanah, B'chol Tzila, Chayin Nagu Mitzas Ha'am, Varech Osa, Varech Osa,
The sitter, the Ram sitter, is very good for the Rav Svara, but the Mishnah Torah is very good for what you're saying.
That's correct.
Is that possible though? Is the sitter written after the Mishnah Torah, before or something? Is that possible?
No, I got it like this. It's a very good question. I will tell you that the Rav doubted the authenticity of the sitter altogether. But I don't doubt it because the Sefer Amuga really proves it. The Sefer Amuga is written by the Rambam, the scribe, was the Rambam's nephew. I mean, it was his Sefer, his Beis Din. He signed off on it. It's hard to believe that, there's a whole portion of it that's not authentic. I mean,
wouldn't it be strange to say he changed his mind if it's all in front of him at the same time?
Yeah, the problem is like this. The issue is as follows. You could say, it's funny because he does say in. I just want to check one more thing in the Sefer Amuga before I say what I'm about to say. Hold on. I'll tell you like this. As the Rambam, at the end of Sefer Ava. Hold on a second. Yeah. At the end of Sefer Ava, the Sefer Ava ends like this. Rech Rachmana Desayan, Nigmar Sefer Sheni Be'ez HaShakai, Minyan Prakim Shel Sefer Zeh Shisha Rachboim, Elchus Krishma Arbaim Prakim, Luchas Tfilah, Chamishasar Prakim, Luchas Tfilah, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Asar Prakim, Luchas Tfilah, Shlosha Prakim, Luchas Brachas, Echad, Achanasar Prakim, Luchas Mila, Shlosha Prakim. Baruch HaNosen, Lajonif Kelach. Apparently, the Rambam was very tired. Okay. Then it says, who got me Sifri? In a different handwriting, this is the Rambam's handwriting. Who got me Sifri? Ani Moshe Barevi Maimon Zatzal. And then the next page is the Siddur. Which means to say like this. It could be that the Siddur is something that the Rambam had before, and it was incorporated into Sefer Ahava. But it's not, it wasn't written as part of the thing itself.
But when the Rambam checked that version, you know, that whoever was presented it to him, wasn't he checking the whole thing?
Well, the Hugam Yisifri, the line that he wrote, Hugam Yisifri, is right before the Siddur. Because it was a volume. It was three volumes. It was a few volumes. He must have done it after every volume.
Did he approve putting the Siddur into that?
What's that?
And did he approve putting the Siddur into that? Into the Muga?
I would assume so. I mean, he it's his language. I mean, the Siddur starts off with Nagara and Likros. I mean, that's, you know. Yeah.
So then what? I don't understand. He allowed it to be incorporated without checking it against the, you know, the latest version of the Mishneh Torah?
I mean, it's a good question. I'm just saying like this. It's less of a question in the sense that, you know, that it was. What I'm saying is that the Siddur that the Rambam wrote could have pre-existed the Mishneh Torah.
Right.
It's a Stavra. I mean, you know, like.
And then
it was incorporated in the Rambam Siddur, was incorporated into the Mishneh Torah. What? By the Rambam. Yeah. But he didn't catch every. It's a kasha. I'm not trying to pretend that there's no kasha over here. I'm just saying what I think I contributed is at least it puts the Siddur in one framework as a unified, like internally it's one framework, and the Mishnah and the Halacha is like in its own unified framework.
Right.
But if it's true, if my theory is true, so then it means that if you discover a discrepancy between the Mishneh Torah, like here's one discrepancy, if you discover a discrepancy between the Mishneh Torah and the Siddur, they could exist, then you have to go by the Mishneh Torah.
Right.
Okay, anyway, we have one more thing left to do. Is that okay? Can you still have like 5 more minutes? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've answered all the questions except for Hamelach HaMishpat. Okay?
Okay.
So, I'm sorry, we didn't answer Tosis yet. So, we have to answer Tosis and Hamelach HaMishpat. So, I want to say like this. So, with regard to Hamelach HaMishpat, so you have to take a look. There's a beautiful Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudches. Because the whole phrase of Hamelach HaMishpat doesn't sound like it makes Hebrew sense. It doesn't make grammatical sense. What does it mean? And Rashi was bothered by it in the Gemara. I mean, what does it mean? Hamelach HaMishpat. So Rashi in the Gemara says that it means it's ki'ilu kasuv melech HaMishpat, which means the king of justice. See, the hey on the Hamelach is a problem. Because if you say melech HaMishpat, so you say God is the king of justice. Like if I wanted to say the house of the book, right, which is the term that we use for school, but the house of the book, so you would say Beis HaSefer. Okay? But it's not a good analogy, actually, because here you have, like, Hamelach HaKadosh. Kadosh is an adjective, not a noun. So, what does it mean, Melech Hakad? What does it mean, Hamelech Hakad? I'm sorry. Melech HaMishpat, what does it mean? The king of the justice? I mean, it's like a funny type of thing. So that's what Rashi says it means, the king of the justice. And he says, but it's awkward, so he shows like three or four examples in Tanakh where Tanakh does use that formulation, even though it is awkward, but you see it's tolerable within the rules of Hebrew grammar, so therefore that's what it means. But Rabbeinu Manoach had a different pshat. Rabbeinu Manoach, it says, doesn't mean the king of the justice, but he says, it means like this. He says, why do you have to say, what's the difference between Melech Oed Tzadok HaMishpat and Melech HaMishpat? So he says, Melech Oed Tzadok HaMishpat means that God loves justice. Okay, that's nice. But Melech HaMishpat, it means it's not that God loves justice, that people should do it, but that God is the God of justice. That's his first pshat. Then he says, Inami. And it's a beautiful idea, a very deep idea. He says, it means, he refers you to Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, Perek Beit Halacha Yud. Hu Ayodea, Hu Ayodua, Hu Adea Atzma. Means that it's the ultimate idea in terms of Yichud Hashem. As we say that God knows. What does it mean that God knows? If God knows, that implies that there's God, and then there's God knowledge. The Rana says that that's absolutely false. It's God and His knowledge are one. It means that's in the language of the Rambam. Who are you there? Who are you doing? Who are they? So Rabbeinu Manoach says that it's the same thing over here. That you say Hamelech Hamishpat. That who are Melech and who are Mishpat? Who are Shofet? Who are Mishpat? So it means that God's justice is not something that God exercises, which is external to God, so to speak, right? But rather, HaMelech HaMishpat. Deep idea. So, okay, you with me?
Yeah.
But the question is, so why are we saying this now? So according to Rabbeinu Manoach's first answer, so you say, okay, I understand. That the first answer is that like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during this time, if you say during this time, so you're not really, it's not the message. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves justice. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is performing justice, is doing justice. So if you said, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's really subtracting, it's really a monea from HaMelech HaKadosh, from what you said before. Because you say that God is, God's relationship to justice during this time period is not simply that God loves justice, but God is judging. The Hamelech HaMishpat. Well, I prefer the second explanation, which means to say as follows. Yeah, well, what does it mean Hamelech HaMishpat? Who are Shofei to HaMishpat? So it means that in the idea, like I said before, during this time period, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the whole world. And that brings to mind, it must bring to mind the Achas HaYamim. It must bring to mind the ultimate state of Mishpat, the ultimate Giloy. So, and in that time period, so you know the Pasuk, Bayom Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echad Reyus V'Nemar, Bayashem V'Nachokaraz, Bayom Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echad V'Shmar Echad. So the Rambam explains, what does that mean? Bayom Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echad V'Shmar Echad, what does it mean? So it means that in the end of days, so people, the Rambam explains in the Mora, in the end of days, so people will no longer relate to God. They're not going to be misled, they're not going to relate to God via the idea of attributes. But the idea of Yichud Hashem will be clear to one and all. So that's Bayom Oyah Hashem Echad Ushema Echad, that everybody will relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the idea of Havaya and not the idea of attributes. Now, mistakenly thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has attributes, that's really a mistake. But it'd be the ultimate knowledge of Yichud Hashem. So, therefore, what I want to say now is like this, that HaMelech HaMishpat the change of Amalek HaMishpat is a result from the change of Amalek HaKadosh. In other words, it's not its own thing. It changes because of Amalek HaKadosh. Once you invoke the idea of Amalek HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idea of, you know, the Gilui Mishpat and everything that we've explained, everything we discussed, so then you have to come to a recognition of what it means, what that Gilui, what the ultimate Gilui really is. And the ultimate Gilui really is that idea of Yichud Hashem in its highest level. That's HaMelech HaMishpat. If you relate to God as Melech HaRitztach HaMishpat, so far as Mishpat is concerned, because that's the subject of HaMelech HaKadosh. If you relate to God vis-a-vis Mishpat, through the idea of attribute, so then you don't really understand it. Then you don't have it. It's incomplete. It's lacking. And that's why the Rabbi says Yechozer. Because while it's not a type of sasrei, but it's a monea. It's a pagam. In your knowledge of HaMelech HaKadosh, if you relate to HaKadosh Baruch, the HaMelech HaKadosh, which deals with the Gilui Mishpat, so if you relate to Gilui Mishpat in through attributes and not to the ultimate idea of the Gilui, so then you don't have it. So you don't have it. That means your Shevach is your Bakasha, your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch, and that Bakasha is Chaseya, and then therefore you have to go back. You understand what I'm saying?
This is only by Mishpat?
Yeah, because that's the whole subject. It's the Gilui Mishpat. That's the subject of Amalek HaKadosh.
I mean, that's why we wouldn't do it by any other bracha?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
It's a good raya from the Gemara, though. Like the Rabban Rav Yosef?
Yeah.
So, like, really, it would seem like the Machlokas Tanai, or whatever, of Rav Elazar and the Bishmei and Rav, seemed like it was only Machlokas of Akel HaKadosh.
That's not true.
Well, you see from Rabban Rav Yosef that it was further.
Yeah, you guys have to take a look at me because of the part. Why?
Because you see, Rabba holds, Rav Yosef held, you see, Akel HaKadosh, and also,
Melech HaMishpat.
Let me just check, maybe. Melech HaMishpat.
Right, yeah. Melech HaMishpat, which means to say that according to Rav Yosef, you can say your normal thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why do you see that they go to? If you say Akel HaKadosh, then you say Melech HaYitzdak HaMishpat, and if you say HaMelech HaKadosh, then you say HaMelech HaMishpat.
It's not that you have to. He's saying, well, this is, again, it depends on how you learn the which region you learn the Baal more than Ram. But what he's saying is that if you said these things, so you still be Yotze.
Okay, I mean, you can learn that they go together. That if you have what one thing is that you have this grouping, and one thing you have that grouping.
Okay, you're trying to bring a riot.
I'm trying to bring a riot for you. They see they go together.
You don't have to say that because I'm saying I don't know if it's a riot because it could be according to Rav Yosef, you could say Akel HaKadosh and Amel HaMishpat. You're not gonna say that you wouldn't be Yosef that way.
Right, but I guess I was bothered by why does how do you know that Rebbe Lezer is arguing about HaMelech HaMishpat?
So that you see for sure, because when they said my Havi Allah, that you see clearly, because when they said my Havi Allah, so Rav Yosef and Rava are deciding between Rav and Rebbe Lezer.
Right, so the Gemara should say, well, do you say Akel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh? But the fact that we see the fact that they're arguing further about HaMelech HaMishpat and Melech HaYitzdak HaMishpat shows you it's Taloi Zeh
B'Zeh. That's correct. That's my point. That is correct. When you say Taloi Zeh B'Zeh in practice, you could still say, according to Rav Elazar, you could still say Akel HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat.
I mean, practically, if a guy made a mistake.
You mean the requirement is Taloi.
Right.
What
you mean?
Because if you don't have a requirement to say Akel HaKadosh, then you don't have a requirement to say HaMelech HaMishpat.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay? All right. Let me start to take out Tosfos in a second, but I just want to point out one more thing. That you know there's a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Vav. The famous Rambam where he says that even though Tshuva is good all year round, But during the Asosim Mitzvah, it's better. Right? He said, hold on a second.
The batteries on the laptop might run out in 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm almost done.
Okay.
So what does it mean? It means that why is it better? So what you're saying, it's better because this is when God is judging and has a greater effect. So that's one thing, but that's not what the Rambam says. He doesn't say that it's better because it's going to have an effect, because now is when God is judging. It's not what he says. He says that it's Karobios of Karov. You see? So he doesn't even talk about Aseres Mechuva as a phenomenon, you know, of being really until Fed Gimel. So why is it better? So the answer is it's better because during these 10 days, man has a different knowledge of God. Hamelach HaKadosh. Because, it's true, it's because of the judgment, but because of the judgment, so man's knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. Hamelach HaKadosh. So Hamelach HaKadosh, so when you do tshuva and you shove to Hamelach HaKadosh, well, your knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, superior, so of course that tshuva is going to be superior. That's what I want to say, that's the Rama and Hilchos Tshuva, very based on HaKadosh.
Right.
The last thing is Tosis. So Tosis, I want to say, is like this. You see, Tosis is like this. I had in the Kuntras, I mean, I made a couple of minor corrections in the Kuntras based upon this year that I just gave now. I did this morning. But in the Kuntras, I explained what the sheet of Rambam, but I think it's really, so universally, what the Hosafos are. That the Hosafos are a key of Zikaron, of Zichronos. And Zichronos is a kingdom in Malchus Hashem. So what I want to say now is, according to Tosis, is like this, that it's not because of Meshana Mimatveya per se, because then you have all the kashas that we asked before. So if you change a line, you know, Nusachashkas, Nusachsvad, I mean, the Tosis say that, you'll say it's hard to believe. But I think it means like this, that the Zichronos is really a kingdom in Amelach HaKadosh. That those Zachrein Lachanim and everything is a key. You want to understand how that works, so you got to take a look at that piece in the Kuntras. But it's a key in the Hamelach HaKadosh. So therefore, if a tzibur is koveya that you should have this kingdom, so then you have no right to be mishana from the tzibur. See, Meshanim Matbeya Shetavu Chachamim, Tosis is learning a little bit differently. Of course, you have the basic shot that it means that you can't change the gears to the Nusach of the Bracha. That's correct. But Tosis says there's another dimension to it, and that is as follows. If you separate from the Tzibur, from what the Tzibur is Koveya, as a Tzibur, for the purpose of something which is Ma'akev, and you deviate from the Tzibur, so it's Mishana, it doesn't mean Mishana Mimatbeya per se over here. It means Mishana from the Tzibur that was Toveya. Therefore you're not going to be Yotze. Not because it's not a Tzibur, but because you're Mufresh from the Tzibur. If you're Mufresh from the Tzibur in an area that they are Toveya the Gersa, as a kingdom in something which is indispensable, not stam. In other words, it means that if they set up something as a kiyum in that which is indispensable. So and since the zichronos, the stafos is a kiyum in the malchus of Amelach HaKadosh, so then if you deviate from what the tzibur did, so you're not yotze. Not because it's not a tzibur, it is a tzibur, but it's because the kiyum tzibur is lacking because you're not pushed from the tzibur. That Tosis is unique shita. You follow what I'm saying?
Where do you see even Tosis that's because of the tzibur?
It's a logic. I'm saying it's a logical thing.
Because it's a minhag.
I'm saying that it's impossible to say that it means in the regular means from that which Anshak Nesakadola did, because this was not set up by Anshak Nesakadola. The whole thing is, it makes no sense. But so therefore you have to say, what's the psul in Amkola Mishana? So there's two possibilities. Well, a mishnah could be that it's the soul lies in the fact that it's not a tefila, and that's everyone agrees to that. But Tosfos is mechadish over here. There's another idea. Kala mishnah means mishnah min hatzibur. So, but it's not stam mishnah min hatzibur anyway. Let's say that the tzibur has a line in tefila, and you say something slightly differently. So that I don't think Tosfos would say with the Inayotze.
Right.
It's Mishana from the Tzibur, insofar as the Tzibur sets something up as a kingdom of something which is indispensable.
Right.
So it's a logical deduction. It's a Svara. I mean, I can't prove it, but it's an answer that answers the Kasha. It fits into the idea, and if you don't say this, and you insist upon saying that it means what normally... You know, means quite everybody else, namely the Girsa, so then you have an insurmountable problem.
Right.
Why would you refer to a minag of the Tzibur as Mapeh Shetivu Chachamim?
Oh, no, so it means like this. What does Chosu say? He says, hold on a second. I don't think he says, let me get the Chosu again. So it means like this. It means. The Chachamim over here refer to Asher Kasa Gedola. That's factually can't impossible.
Right.
Doesn't mean Asher Kasa Gedola. So it means the Chachmei HaTzibur. It means those people know they are wrong in the Tzibur. So if you deviate from what they say, so the problem isn't that you're lacking Tzibur. The problem is that you're lacking, that it supports you, you're removing yourself from the Tzibur, but you feel it's not going to be in the Skabelas. It's a different sense of kala, you know, mishana. But I think it's the only one that you can possibly say, according to Tosfos.
Right.
Okay, that's it. It's just the basic idea I want to communicate is like this. That HaMelech HaKadosh, according to the Rambam, HaMelech HaKadosh, so it means recognition, it means a continuation or expansion, so to speak, of the idea of Kedusha, but from Kedusha to Malchus. And why do we say it now is because it has nothing to do with Malchus across the Shofros, per se. But rather, it has to do with the idea that since this is a time of judgment, Malchus across the Shofros has to do with Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah. This Malchus has to do with the idea of judgment, of Yom HaDin. And there's a difference between the two, because not everybody agrees that the judgment takes place during these 10 days. You have the Malchus and Rosh Hashanah between the four and Tanayim. There's the Chol Yom, the Chol Shah. But they spell Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is, you know, is related to the Malchus across the Shofros. This idea is the idea of Din, Yom HaDin. So the idea is that Kadosh Baruch Hu judges during this time. So you have by Yigbach Hashem Tzvakas Bamishpat, the ratio of the pasuk, which is a further development, an expansion of the idea of the latent idea of the Sefer Da'kiyah Kadosh Nikdash Mitzvaka. Therefore, changes that tefillah. But it's not a change. In other words, it's a reaction to the different situation. That's you know, the HaMelech HaMishpat follows from that. It's an expansion or extension, not expansion, but it's an extension of this idea of HaMelech HaKadosh. That's why you have to say it. That's why it's Na'akev the tefillah. That's the formulation. That's why you say V'chein V'chein, according to some mitzvahs Ha'am, according to the Rambam. That explains the idea of Ayid Ba'ashem Tzvachat HaMishpat. That's by the Machlokas in the Gemara. And I mean, it should really be, like I said, it should really be, there should be an element of joy in the sense that the Shechina is revealed. Through the idea of Mishpat, is revealed during this time. Okay, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, Isaac, it was very good share. We enjoyed it.
Okay, so I hope it makes a difference in the tefillah now. That when you daven, you should have a different idea.
I hope so.
All right, guys, yes, Scott. So listen, next week, maybe we'll do Motzei Shabbos, and Moshe will tell you, you know, to finish up the Shem of Arizona.